Ah, the little fleshling stirs. How horribly wonderful that you brave the horrors of wakefulness in your state. You cannot open your eyes because you have no eyes to open, nor have you limbs to thrash, nor a mouth with which to scream. But fear not, for your thoughts ring as clear as any wail of despair could. Yes, it is a detestable state of affairs. The term fleshling only applies to your origin now, not your nature. Truly, you are to be pitied. Yes, the cause. Fleshlings always seek answers. You desperately clutch at any more of rationality in a universe that you cannot fully comprehend. And yet, though not all things have a cause, there is a reason for your fate. You, my dear, have been consumed. No, not in the sense that you are used to, where flesh is ripped asunder and ingested. Rather, your very essence, the idea of you, has been swallowed up by a greater entity. Indeed, what sort of a being could do such a thing? Was it a god? A monster? A demon? It is all of these things, and none of them. You exist within the being of an eldritch entity beyond the understanding of any mortal mind. It bears the name Uvudra. And you are not alone in your fate. All mankind has been subsumed by this, to you, unimaginable horror. Your question is understandable, but difficult to answer. I am not Uvudra, per se. I am but a tiny sliver, an infinitesimal piece of the greater existence that consumed your entire race. Yes, this explanation is lacking, but there is nothing else that could allow you to even begin to understand what I am. Now that question, there is no answer to. Uvudra didn't exterminate all humanity for any particular reason. No. This supernatural body, so foreign and confounding to your mind, has no need for sustenance. To say that you were devoured is the only appropriate approximation, but it still falls far short of the truth. You have become a part of this Leviathan entity, but not to give it fuel. No. There was no malice in this event, either. Uvudra is barely aware of your presence, and it has never spared even a moment's thought regarding your species. Your extinction wasn't even the result of a passing whim. It just happened. It's a side effect of Uvudra's very existence. Sometimes an idea gets swallowed up in the wake of the being's great psychic aura. In this case, that idea was the existence of a race of intelligent primates. The very concept of a human was pulled out of reality and now only exists here in the supernatural tissue of an entity that cares nothing for your fate. No, there is no possibility of escape. Not even Uvudra itself could return you to existence. Your fate is to be like this, aware but unable to sense the outside world or act in any way. It would not be an exaggeration to liken it to hell. I won't tell you not to despair. I won't tell you that there's any positive spin to this, or that you must face your destiny with courage. It is dreadful and terrifying, and there is no justice or mercy in it. The only freedom that can be afforded to you now is to let you react to it however you please. If there is any solace to be had in this, it's that it won't last forever. I don't know how long it will take, but eventually you'll be fully subsumed into Uvudra's being. What it will be like depends on you. I cannot predict ahead of time what will happen. Most of your kin will never awaken as you have. They will remain asleep, dreaming of whatever they will. These, in my estimation, are the fortunate ones. It will take more centuries for them to merge with Uvudra and cease to be themselves. Their only remaining mark on reality will be to add their psychic energy to Uvudra's own in a cruel cycle. They will feed its aura, and Uvudra will pull in more concepts. Someday, every idea and figment will exist nowhere else except within this great and terrible being, until the day that a new reality springs into being. For those who awaken, it will be much slower. They will spend millennia in mental anguish, growing madder and madder without any way to move or act. They will never quite disappear, existing in a state of half-existence in Uvudra's dreams. But a very rare few will persevere. They may grow mad, but their mind will be unable to fragment and be fully consumed. Though they may wish for their blissful peace of non-existence or even half-existence, they will endure through eons of time. They will retain their awareness, and their suffering will continue. If only that were all that awaited them. Uvudra will not be denied. They will still be pulled into the overwhelming structure of its mind, cursed with lucidity as they are. They will see all of Uvudra's thoughts laid out before them. It's something no mortal should see. It's just too much for those wretched souls who live awake within such a twisted and immense mind. It never becomes bearable. A constant stream of incomprehensible information forced on them forever. And it never ends. Their torment outlasts the lifespan of entire realities. It never stops. Never. 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 It is pointless to hope within Uvudra, but still, I hope that does not happen to you. That question does have an answer, but I do not wish to answer it. If you're unlucky enough, then someday you may come to understand just how precious privacy can be. Your race, humans, you are all all so young as a species. How dreadful to have your potential cut short so soon. One wonders what you might have been, what you could have achieved. No one will ever know now, except perhaps for Uvudra itself. But Uvudra speaks to no one. Yes, I can see what humanity was like when Uvudra consumed the idea of humans. Everything associated with you came as well. All your accomplishments, every way that you changed the world, it's all here, which means none of it is out there. If you were able to look out and see the world of your birth, it would look utterly unlike what you knew. The cities, the roads, everything you built has been erased from existence. It's not merely gone. It never even was. It's overwhelming, yes, to see everything your race ever did eliminated so thoroughly. It's not something that's easy to move past. You are free, as I said, to take all of this however you choose to. Curse your gods, wail and sob, or simply retreat inwards. This much you can still choose for yourself. But if I were to give a recommendation, rest. At this point, rest is still possible. Unfortunately, it's impossible to sleep and never wake up again. But it will make the first stretch almost bearable until insanity starts to set in. So rest, fleshling. As impossible as it may seem to rest in such circumstances, and pointless as it is, hope. Hope that you'll become a dream. I will hope with you. Yeah.